This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Revelry on Richmond for The Usual Suspects. That's what we do opening day of the tournament, and we get out to mingle with the peoples. Trey is here. That means you should be here, too. If you buy Trey chicken fingers, it is one selfie per finger. No? Trey's saying no now.
No.
He's bogarting people. He's big-timing them. Two chicken fingers is a selfie. A full order will get you a selfie and an autograph from Trey, but right now he is absolutely... What are you hoarding over there? Chicken wings, Trey?
Yeah.
Okay. So Trey is not having any shortage of food on his excursion here to Revelry in Richmond.
I don't know what I'm going to get. I have no idea.
Food is awesome here.
I'm thinking about... I'm looking at these truffle fries. So I might get the Parmesan truffle fries. You got the pretzel.
I didn't. The marketing team did. Pretzel. They gave me some.
Yeah.
They do these gigantic hot pretzels. They are amazing.
I might get that. I might get the patty melt. I'm definitely not doing.
I was going to say, how's that weight loss challenge going for you?
You know, I might have lost 2 pounds because I got home last night and I just grabbed a bunch of stuff out of the freezer. I ended up having 3 corn dogs.
Oh,
and 7.
After we had pizza yesterday.
And 7 corn dog nuggets. That was my dinner. And then I learned something. I learned that ranch isn't good with everything. You might think that ranch goes with everything. Guess what ranch doesn't go with? Corn dogs. It was disgusting.
I can tell you honestly, I would have never considered.
Ranch with a corn dog?
Yeah.
I'll try ranch on anything. Yes,
really?
Even that. Whatever you were going to say.
Yeah, I just couldn't do that.
But
ranch to you is like ketchup to me.
Yes.
Like, I could put ketchup on that pretzel.
Okay, now you're in violation of some rule. I don't know what rule it is.
Nope.
But I'm when it comes to corn dogs, and I'll do mustard or cheese. Get a little cheese whiz to dip it in. You're at JCI or something like that.
You know, cheese, I'll support for the most part.
Yeah. So, and ketchup. I could do ketchup on a corn dog. That wouldn't bother
that
me.
Makes
I don't
sense,
think that's
right?
inappropriate. No. But ranch definitely is a no. It was pretty gross.
Okay.
Not going to lie. I was a bit taken aback and sad.
Is that a Southern thing? Put ranch on everything?
Yeah. I think so.
Because, I would never put ranch on fries.
Oh, what?
Just would never do it.
Oh. Now, I wouldn't put them on it. There's some things you don't put ranch on, but you dip in ranch. And fries would be one of them. So, I'll do, there used to be this place. I forget what the name of it was, but they're cheese fries. Were amazing. They had bacon and cheese and
James Coney Island before they got fluffy and went to JCI.
No, but I would do that, and then you just get some ranch on the side and dip it, and there's nothing better than cheese and bacon on french fries dipped in ranch.
I can do the first part, not the latter.
Okay.
But
I get it. Some people don't like ranch, like wings. When you eat wings, do you use ranch
or
blue cheese?
Neither.
Ketchup?
No, not even that. No.
Really?
Yeah.
You just straight wings?
Yeah.
Your missionary position when it comes to some of your food, huh?
No, but you know what? You give me a hard time when I put ketchup on everything.
Well, I'm just proud of you for not dipping your wings in ketchup. I feel like we're making progress.
Oh, man, I'm trying. Look at me. Between the internet and
my little Joseph's
growing up. Look out. Hey, I was going to say, I knew you were pleased last night when the Texans came to an agreement with Jonathan Joseph.
Oh, my God.
On a 2-year deal. Really, for all intents and purposes, it's a 1-year deal with a team option for the second year, but they are bringing back Jonathan Joseph for one more season.
At this point, he's got to be depth, right?
I guess, because Marcus Gilchrist, who played fairly well for the Texans last year, is visiting with the Raiders today as they're trying to improve their secondary, so they could lose one there.
Well, so you have Colvin. A lot of people are saying, well, Colvin's going to play the slot. As it stands, Colvin is your starter and your best cornerback on the Houston Texans. He's definitely not playing the slot. You probably are going to have Kevin Johnson. If anything, a guy like Jonathan Joseph should be playing the slot, if playing at all. Didn't they draft a kid in, like, the sixth or seventh round a couple of years ago? Another cornerback. What's his name?
Another corner?
Yeah. It starts with, like, a Q or I got to look it up. But, yeah, they have – I would be fine if they ran him out there. I'll pull up their depth chart. I'll tell you his name.
C.J. Fedorowicz, in other Texans news, is going to make it official. He's going to retire.
Okay.
Tom Savage is signing with the Saints, so you guys can get off of that. It's no one to pick on anymore
boy.
There.
Boy.
Who's
DeKal?
The Texans back?
Tristan DeKal. That's who I was thinking of. I would rather see him out there, I think, at this point than Jonathan Joseph. And I couldn't even remember the kid's name. I just feel like Joseph is a liability, man.
He's getting there. He's obviously lost a step, but just because he's a veteran and he's cagey, I think that he still has a lot that he can bring to the table for the defense as a whole and things he can do. It's harder for him to stay with the burners, obviously.
Think about this. The Texans had the worst offensive line in the NFL and one of the worst secondaries. And when you look at those, what they're doing to the offensive line, they also need to do to the secondary, because when you look at it and you say, all right, well, who was the best player on the offensive line, right? Probably Nick Martin.
Nick Martin.
If you listen to Fred and AJ a lot, they really like Manx. That's fine. On that secondary, who was the best? Was it Gilchrist? Was it Andre Howe?
Howe is the guy I was going to go to.
Yeah, and that's your best guy in the secondary. So none of these guys really. When you're bringing in Colvin, to me, he immediately becomes the best player in that secondary.
I agree, and he's going to play. Like you said, he's going to start from the get-go at the corner, which means somebody's moving somewhere. I'm just not sure who it is, if it's going to be. There's rumors. There's been long being rumors that Kareem was going to move to safety. They were going to possibly try moving J.J. to safety. With J.J. coming back, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. But you're right, because we identified from the get-go the two main points, positions of emphasis for this team in the offseason, offensive line and secondary. As you mentioned, they've made some cagey and kind of under-the-radar moves that could be very, very helpful and beneficial to their offensive line. Now they got to really focus on the back half of the defense.
And all of these Houston Texans fans that are pissed off at Gaines, and that I think he's done a decent job. There's some you're not going to get some guys that you want just because the media or us or somebody floats a name out and it sounds great. That doesn't mean that you're going to get that person. Nate Solder didn't want to come here.
Right.
You have to. And again, we said yesterday, I hope that the reason Nate Solder isn't a Houston Texan is because they didn't want to overpay.
I hope it's about the money, because everything you hear from the fact that he had a son that needed medical attention and it was the perfect fit with the medical center being here. I hope it
knowing Bill O'Brien
knows Bill O'Brien knows the Patriots way, knows all those different things. It just seemed like a lot of things made sense. But I'm with you. If the only thing that didn't make sense was the dollars and cents and they decided they couldn't do it because of that, then I'm totally on board with it. And I totally agree with it. I think that makes sense. And that would be the right reason to pass on Solder. So, well, it'll remain to be seen if that ever comes out. Other news across the league, the Raiders agreeing to terms with former Buccaneers running back Doug Martin. So John Gruden gets a former Buccaneer to come with him to the Raiders. And tight end Tyler Eifert of the Bengals is resigning on a one-year deal to stay in Cincinnati. In Miami, going to be interesting. I'll tell you what, you want to improve your offensive line. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike Pouncey has asked for his release from the Dolphins.
I'd be on that in a heartbeat.
Mike Pouncey can play.
I would be on that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So we got a Twitter question here from Greg. Mm-hmm. Greg said, hey, what do you think the Saints' shot at Jordy Nelson is? He's visiting them as we speak.
Is he?
Yeah. I think the problem with signing Jordy Nelson is, if I'm not mistaken, the Saints have about $9 million or less of cap room. Jordy's probably going to eat up most of that.
Yeah, I heard, and the reports about an hour before we went on the air were that the Raiders were trying to wrap up a deal to lock him up and get him to play for Gruden as well. So interesting, if he's actually in New Orleans, that means that there was a snag somewhere with the Raiders, so we'll see.
Well, that's according to Greg Myers on Twitter, who was just asking the question, because he said he's visiting them as we speak, and he's got the fleur-de-lis for his avatar.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, he's
Twitter,
got the Saints logo, so yeah.
He's probably keeping up with it. I just think that the big thing is only having $9 million left under salary cap, and you're still going to have to pay some money to your draft picks. It might just be too much, unless you get him for a good deal.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you're Jordy Nelson and you start trying to analyze what he should and shouldn't do, he lived in Green Bay year-round.
Yeah.
So if he was going to take less than what he was due to make this year? Wouldn't you just stay put with Aaron Rodgers? You know the system. You got timing with him. And just admit you're going to take a little less. And then if you play, you know, to a certain level, give him incentives or whatever, he can earn more. But instead, you're going to move. You're going to go to New Orleans. You're going to do all these things.
You just sound like you're not sound like you're giving an opinion. You sound like you're reading a make-a-wish.
Well,
like I just want Jordy to stay in Green Bay.
No.
Please.
Look, obviously, it was if I had my druthers, he stays. But I understand that
and you said over Cobb, right?
It's a business decision.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So, look, whether it's the Raiders or the Saints or the Cowboys or the Seahawks, wherever he ends up, good for him. But, I would just say that I understand the ego part of the business. But you've been dinged up a lot over the last 2 years. If you just took less and restructured it right, you could still earn your money back, but stay right where you were.
Beer Man Greg said, "I'll dip anything in ranch." I'm with you on that. Angel Munoz said, "Barry once ate a foot-long corn dog on a nude beach. He'll never do that again." I don't even know what that means. I've never been to a nude beach.
I was going to say, something you didn't tell me and Nick?
Nope, never been to a nude beach. Would never go to a nude beach. Not a thing for me. Patrick P. Randall said, "Oh, you should have never been in the tourney to begin with. That was an NCAA thing. They wanted him in there for some, quote, excitement, and he hates the NCAA." So we got that going. Mustard, this is from the text line, mustard to catch up only. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I take exception to this. Try mayonnaise and ketchup mixed together with your corn dog.
No, sir.
I'm not. That's not a no. I can't
that's
allow
a thing,
that.
Though. People put mayo on a lot of stuff that I'm amazed
I
by,
like
too.
Mayonnaise. Like, I'll have it on a burger.
You and I've had
burger.
This discussion, yeah.
Yes, I'm the dude that puts mayonnaise on a hot dog. I'll do that. I don't care. I'm a man. I own it. I don't care. But not mixing it with ketchup for a corn dog. That's silly talk. That's insane.
Yeah, I can't be doing the mayo mix
now,
on anything.
I will tell you something that's good is taking sriracha and mixing it with mayo. And then that's delicious. They put that on like a wrap or something like that. Pretty good. Ranch on pizza. Okay,
no,
I'm down
and
with
I've
that.
Heard that.
Mustard on a corn dog. Yeah, a lot of folks chiming in. Ranch with barbecue sauce? What?
No.
I think you guys are now, like, you guys are just throwing whatever you can together and trying to make it stick. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I would agree with that. By the way, Tiger Woods, 4-under 68 to open the Arnold Palmer Invitational, so he continues to stay hot. He's now the favorite with the betting community for Augusta and to win the Masters. He is playing some good golf. That's always good to see because for a sports fan, they like it better when Tiger is in rather than out like he has been.
Indeed.
So there you have that. We'll continue to roll on. We are at Revelry on Richmond, so don't go anywhere. But matter of fact, why don't you come somewhere? Why don't you stop in and see us? We're going to be here till 4. Fred, AJ, and the Blitz going to take you home till 7. We're going to all be here, so you should be here too. Great food, great beverages, great atmosphere. Check it out. It's Revelry on Richmond as we continue with the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
That is superstitious. You know who it is.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. More of the big show. It is Barry, Nick, Joel. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nick back at the headquarters holding down the studio while Barry and I are at Revelry on Richmond, where you should be, too, where there is a ton of TVs, great food and beverage, fantastic scenery. They're going to be here all day, all night. That's why you should stop in as well.
Now, this pretzel looks pretty good.
You can try it if you want.
No, I would never touch another man's pretzel. I would never do that.
Trey would.
Yeah, I know. Some of the dipping sauces, it looks like you got ranch.
You saw my reaction.
Honey mustard and poop. What is that third sauce for dipping?
The minute they brought it over here, I looked at it and looked at you and was like, that just doesn't look right.
No. I'm sure it's delicious. Now, that can't be. Is that hot mustard? What is that?
Drew, was this a joke and you decided to just try and fool us with this third dipping sauce? Because it looks like you stepped out of the men's room and dropped it on our plate.
I tweeted a picture of it if you guys want to see the poop sauce for the pretzel. It's at Barry is Funny on Twitter. It's a spicy brown.
I bet it is. Yeah. What, did you have Mexican food last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, hey. No, it's okay.
Clarence said, you just don't want to see Jordy Nelson play with a better quarterback. Oh, shots fired.
Last time I checked, Dan Marino quit. So,
oh, stop it. Remember last night or yesterday we had somebody talking about their third anniversary and it was Steak and BJ Surhoff
Day? Yeah. Yep.
He said it didn't happen. His wife surprised him and took him to a Brazilian steakhouse, and he ate too much. And
so it's on him?
Yeah, so the BJ Surhoff didn't happen.
Dude, you don't have to do anything. Just lay there.
Much like my house, it was just steak day.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, he. That's sad for him.
Very sad.
I think his wife's in the car, too, which sucks for him also, or doesn't now.
Network show last night with Charlie.
Yeah.
Tried to bring that up. Tried to say, aside from Pi Day, what it was.
You did or he did?
I was trying to bring it up.
He had
nothing to do with it.
You
not
know,
having it.
That, he must hate coming on our show because we make him get out of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
We make him act like a child. I bet he hates it.
Yeah, I was like, you know what other day it is? I'm not talking about all that.
Like, you know why? Right. It's also because he's single. I'd be willing to bet you.
Really?
Yeah. I bet you he don't want to talk about that. It brings up bad memories, maybe? I don't know.
Or he'd have to address his current situation, which he doesn't want to do on the air. Yeah,
that's what I mean. It'd just be steak and steak.
Whole lot of meat going on around there. Markville Lobo sent us a picture. Would we try funnel cake bacon cheeseburger?
Yes.
At the rodeo?
In a heartbeat, I would try that. That sounds amazing.
That looks pretty good.
I would absolutely. My wife, we went out and bought the stuff to make funnel cake at the house.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. It was just a thing they got into. We had to buy funnel cake and make a funnel cake. It was weird.
All right.
It's delicious, but then we've never used it again.
Now, on that note,
uh-huh.
So the lady that cuts my hair, she was talking about, we were talking about the health kick and the weight loss challenge that everybody was doing, and she was asking me, like, how do you, you know, what's in your diet? You stay fit, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know, I do a smoothie every morning with soy milk. She goes, yeah, we make our own. I'm sorry. What, you got a cow in your backyard? No, there's a machine that you can buy at Costco, and you put the soybeans in it and everything like that, and it makes your own soy milk. I'm like, no, not going to try that.
Really?
I go, you know, for about $3.29, you can save however long it takes
you
to make your own soy milk.
Yeah, you know, you could probably make your own chicken.
Right, I get
you
there.
You can make
things.
Your own hamburger meat.
Yeah, you save a certain amount of money doing certain things your own way.
Yeah,
and I'm not doing that.
I don't need to. I don't need to make soy milk, and I don't need to, grow chickens. And
the
now I would have chickens for eggs. That would be kind
of
cool because I do like eggs.
Okay,
I'm a big breakfast guy. I can eat breakfast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I would. It would
I'm
be.
With you.
It
like,
would be reasonable
like
for me
well.
To have chickens and hens that would lay eggs. That would be reasonable, but I'm not making my own soy milk because I don't want soy milk to begin with, but whatever. Greg was saying, Ian Rappaport reported the Raiders deal with Jordy Nelson is not done. He's told that they have several real competitors, including the Saints, and the Seahawks aren't out of it.
I knew that was going to happen.
So that was a Ian Rappaport tweet via Greg Meyer, so appreciate that.
Yeah, and Cody, don't tweet us about A.J. McCarron to the Bills. I heard you, Cody. I heard you earlier today calling other shows on our station.
Ooh, in
mix
your face,
it up.
Cody.
You can only take so much Bills talk in a day, and you already got yours.
Yeah. You got to feel like the Bills got the bridesmaid, not the bride, right? Like they waited too long.
Yeah,
they settled. Traded
then,
Tyrod Taylor.
Now they're supposedly trying to trade up to get a top five pick for a quarterback.
So they've got A.J. McCarron.
Yep. Short term.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's a one-year deal because
and
options for the second year.
If you're a Bills fan, you almost have to feel like if A.J. McCarron was respected enough in inside circles to be as hot as a guy like Nick Cousins or Kirk Cousins or as a big commodity like Garoppolo, that he would have gone faster. I mean, when you're the last guy for kickball, you know, I mean, you're just –
my big thing is I think he's an unproven commodity because we don't know what he's been since he's been in the NFL. Hasn't the sample size very small like Brock Osweiler. But he was a very, very stable and good quarterback at Alabama. He ran the Alabama system, so he wasn't ever going to be flashy. He wasn't going to try to do too many things. but he was able to do a lot of good things when he was there. So that gives you the thought process of saying, well, I want to try him. I want to see what I got, see what he can do. So short-term deal, essentially a one-year deal. They said he's going to be the starter. As long as he doesn't pee down his leg, he'll continue to be the starter. But in the meantime, get yourself a long-term fix and a long-term option.
I kind of feel like if the Browns want you, that says everything you need to know about his skill set.
Nope, not anymore. You know why? Because they got better personnel people. Now it's
Do
not.
Do they?
Yeah. They got – look, Dorsey is a very highly respected GM that was a highly respected when he was with the Chiefs. So he came in, created his own department, took a lot of people from a lot of different teams. I think that that's part of what they're doing is saying, hey, this isn't the old Browns anymore.
I tell you, I kind of like the old regime because when you look at how many picks these guys have and what they were able to do, I know it was a lot of sabermetrics and stat stuff and dorky and all that, and then they screwed the pooch when they didn't get the facts into the NFL in time. And so that's probably why they got ousted. I was a big fan of that, of what the direction that they were headed. I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll find out at the end of this and at the end of the next year or so whether this Browns regime is any better. But
I know I'm happy about it because if nothing else, the relationship that was between Daryl Morey and the Sacramento Kings is now between the Cleveland Browns and the Green Bay Packers. Whoever the Packers want to dump now, they know that they got their people in Cleveland, so they can just start taking them and get them off our salary cap. So it's like Daryl Morey when he would fleece the Kings every year. It's the same thing, so I'm happy with it.
By the way, the guy that we had mentioned, it was their third anniversary, didn't get the BJ Surhoff because he ate too much steak, sent us a picture of his wife. She is not having it. She does not.
She had the hand over the face. Yeah.
I'm going to tweet out that picture, sir. All I need is names now. I can tag her on Twitter. I'm sure she...
That's not nice.
Why not? I'm sure she would love the pub, right?
Okay.
No?
No.
Are you telling me that's not a thing?
I'm telling you, as much as you think it could be a thing, it's probably a better idea to not make it a thing.
I don't know. By the way, are you putting that much ketchup on the pretzel to impress me?
That's good.
Or are you just like you're just doing your thing there?
It's good. Problem is the brand of ketchup they're using is not my Heinz, but
yeah, that's it says Crown. I've never heard of that.
At a bar?
All right. You know what I have heard of?
There you go.
Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. First of all, I'm excited. Next week, we're going to be out there on Thursday at Cowboys and Indians at 1901 Taft in Midtown watching the NCAA tournament. I'm excited for you guys that have never been there that are going to come out next week. You're going to really enjoy this food. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. That's what Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is. What does that mean to you? It means you can get chicken curry or you can get chicken fried steak. You can get lamb vindaloo or you can get wings and sliders. They are known for some of the best buttered chicken in Houston. And I'm telling you, I'm a convert. Before I went to Cowboys and Indians, truth be told, I had Indian food one time. And I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. It did nothing for me. And then I went there. I was skeptical, but I did it anyways, and I'm so glad I did because now I'll eat Indian food as long as it's at Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Here's why. Because Haas and his crew have perfected these family recipes that have been passed down over the generations. And again, they're known for some of the best Indian food in this city. If you love Indian food, get out there. And if you got somebody with you that doesn't want Indian food, that's the beauty of Cowboys and Indians. They can get anything from a chicken sandwich to a salad to a chicken fried steak. It's all there on the menu, all of it delicious. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where it's located. When you go out there, mention ESPN 97.5, you'll save 20% off of the quesadillas made with naan bread, which is Joel's favorite, it's Nick's favorite, and it's my appetizer before I get to the main course. 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI 713 on Facebook. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Results may vary. Call for details.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming out of the halfway break and getting ready for the second half of the big show. Drew giving anatomy and physiology lessons during the commercials. As we continue to roll on, a lot of close games. Gonzaga losing by two with a minute to play, now up three. 17.6 seconds left. Yes, you did.
I know what I'm talking about. I spent minutes researching this stuff.
Dell might want to spend a little less time kibitzing with friends and neighbors and worried about his Hurricanes, already down early by 7 points to Loyola of Chicago.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not a good look.
No.
Duke up seven early. Kansas up 56-48 with about 9 minutes to play in that one over Penn. So
what you're saying is my bracket is still perfect.
I'm not saying that, but there's a good chance you are because you just did.
I mean, I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm kind of an expert now.
Would you take the Evelyn Wood speed reading course on expertise in college basketball?
Totes. Hey, did you see a tweet? Somebody tagged us on it. Somebody said, I don't know where it was, and of course the internet is so freaking slow here right now, but P. Randizzle just tagged us on it. But earlier, someone tagged us on a tweet where they were at a workout here in Houston. And guess who was at that workout? Colin Kaepernick. What does that mean? Absolutely nothing.
What kind of workout?
Throwing the ball around. You know what that means? It means that he found a coach in Houston that he wanted to work with.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that Colin Kaepernick is going to be a Houston Texan. So,
although they don't have Barry, they don't have a backup quarterback really to speak of at the present time
because
Tom Savage signed. So, hey, you know what? Where there's smoke, there could be fire.
You could do a lot worse. Than to have Colin Kaepernick as a backup quarterback.
I would kick the tires on
and
see if he can. As long as he can still wing it a little bit and his legs are still good, he'd be better than anything you had last year other than Deshaun Watson.
It's never going to happen when you consider what everything that took place with Bob McNair and this franchise and the inmates in the prison. And as anti-kneeling as Bob McNair is, you really think he's going to go out and let Gaines sign Colin Kaepernick, even if it is a good decision, not going to happen.
Think about Eric Reed. Thinking about and the fact that because of what him kneeling last year for the Niners, he was the number one safety on the market, and they said he won't even get a meeting with the Texans.
It's crazy.
Dwayne Brown is out there on NFL Network, on Rich Eisen, on every show he can get at, saying this has nothing. He goes, I was not traded for any financial reasons. This has everything to do with Bob McNair and his beliefs.
Yeah. You know, and I reached out to and I'm not going to say who, but he was like, look, man, if you guys aren't buying into the fact that there's some issues with race in that front office, I don't know what else to tell you. You're blind to the fact. And whether you want to believe that or not, okay, that doesn't matter whether you and I believe it or the people listening to us talk about it believe it. What matters is the people in that clubhouse, the people in that locker room think it.
There's no doubt about it.
That's a bad thing to have on your
Arian
team.
Arian Foster, Dwayne Brown.
Yeah.
They had the podcast. Travis Johnson, who's been in with talking to those guys and has been in that locker room. There's a lot of people that have a lot of opinions about what's the real story there, and some of them are more vocal than others. But if you listen to Arian and you listen to Dwayne Brown, unequivocally, they have not changed their stance one bit. They believe wholeheartedly that there are some major issues that have to get worked out. Otherwise, it is going to be an issue when you're trying to get free agents to come there and consider the Texans.
Yep.
That's a problem.
Yep. So don't put a lot of stock into Colin Kaepernick in Houston working out, but it is a thing that somebody had video of. Although I couldn't tell if it was Colin Kaepernick or not in the video.
Oh, they sent a picture?
Yeah, it was a video, but it was so far away, it could have been anybody working out. It wasn't close enough for me to be able to discern if it was Kaepernick or not.
Here's the bigger thing that people don't realize is, obviously, the weather's conducive. There's a lot of good coaches in this area.
Yep.
Hey, Sean Salisbury is such a highly regarded quarterback coach that he's not just limiting himself to college players to be high school top prospects. He works out with anybody and everybody on the quarterback position and can make them better. Who wouldn't want to get expertise and work out with a guy that knows what he's doing, been through the wars, and can maybe, you know, either tweak something or teach you something that might be able to get you back on track?
Exactly. So, I have something to talk to you about.
Uh-oh, okay.
So, as I said earlier, I'm a big breakfast guy.
Yep.
Love me some breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And made some breakfast this morning.
Okay.
And I went to make me a couple pieces of toast. I usually, I'm 2 to 3 eggs, scrambled or fried over medium, doesn't matter.
Okay.
A couple pieces of turkey sausage, Jimmy Dean turkey sausage, actually pretty good and low calorie. And then 2 pieces of toast. And I went into the bread to get a couple pieces of toast, and I found a half a piece of bread. Now they're
wait,
only
wait, like a full slice, and they took half and left.
Yeah, somebody took a piece of bread,
damn cats,
and ate half of it. Put the other half back in the bread bag, and then put the heel on top. So they didn't even put it back on the heel so that it was visible. They hid it behind the heel. Now, I'm not throwing anyone under the bus, but it is just me and the wife.
I said
in the
damn
house.
Cats because it couldn't.
Yeah. Who? What kind of savage?
Really? Now, first of all, the heel. Is that a thing that you always replace the heel?
Yes.
You don't throw it out?
I don't know why we do.
Yeah,
because
my wife does the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know why. But that's one of the. I think it you feel like it's this special protection, like a shield.
Yeah.
From the rest that keeps the bread safe. And, like, if it's going to get mold, you feel like the heel is going to be the one that gets molded first.
Keeps our pit bull hungry. I mean, full so, between meals. Because whenever I get to the bread, he comes and I go, hey, lucky day for you. Because
so
I
you
can't stand this stupid end of the bread.
You throw the heel away. Now, I always throw the heel away last.
No.
So I pull the heel out, get me 2 slices of bread,
that's
put
what
the
Lisa
heel back.
Does.
It's like a cap.
Yeah, that's what Lisa
It's like
does.
A lid on the bread.
It's a stupid waste of a piece of bread, so I give it to the pit bull.
Well, we leave it in there, and then once you're done with the middle, then I always throw the 2 heels away in the plastic bag. I don't know why that is, but it's a thing.
Okay.
But the wife chose to eat half a piece of bread and then hide it behind the heel like I wouldn't notice when I got bread.
Yeah, I...
Does Lisa do so? Now, this
no,
is also,
Lisa would not do the half a bread thing.
This is also the same woman that will do that with a tortilla. She'll eat, like her mom will make a stack of tortillas.
Yeah.
I mean, 6, 7, 8 inches high.
Yeah.
And my wife will go in there, eat half a tortilla, and then bury that half of the tortilla in the stack of tortillas.
Not even just put it on the top.
Not put it on top. No, she'll put it 3 or 4 deep.
No.
I'm like, why? What purpose? Just throw it. If you didn't want the half, you know you're not going to eat the other half later.
And if you don't want to be wasteful, give it to the birds. Throw it outside for the wildlife, but on the farm.
No, now we'll have all kinds of weird
animals. Oh, that's right. Then,
they'll
be trying to knock your windows in and...
Don't need that. But, yeah, that's the weirdest thing. And then so I just had to call her out. She's on Instagram. I had to call her out. I didn't tag her or anything, but she'll see it. That'll be an argument in our house tonight. The argument will be, why did you put my business out there for everyone to see that I had a half a piece of bread and put it back in the bag? And I'm going to you know what I'm going to tell her? Because the only way to get you to stop is to publicly shame
you.
That's it.
Sometimes some people need – remember we talked about external motivation. Sometimes people just need a little external motivation to get on track.
I guess I don't know that one bothered me a little bit.
That's crazy. So we were talking the other day about the fact that Houston is the kickoff for the new Big Three.
Yes,
league season because it never made it first year. If you don't know what the Big Three is, it's the kind of has-beens of NBA and entertainment playing in 3-on-3 games. It's Ice Cube's league. It was a big deal last year.
Yep.
Did you see who the new commissioner is?
I did. I can't wait for you to unveil it to the peoples.
Unbelievable. So Roger Mason Jr. was the commissioner last year. He has made all kinds of claims of improprieties and racial discrimination, other things. So he's out. Cube came in the other day and said, I'll do it. And then 2 days later, he comes out and says, we found a new commissioner. He does TV for your Rockets at home.
Matt, no.
Nope.
Bill
Warren, no, all the way from Galveston. Bill said no. Clyde Drexler is the new commissioner of the Big Three Basketball League.
That seems like
Bill. I took it.
It seems like a weird move. Is that, now, I know Clyde Coach, and I know he's been around basketball forever. Mm-hmm. There's no doubting his greatness on the court. But I feel like if you're the commissioner, you've got to you, – and I don't know what his business sense is like, so I could just be lacking. But
he's a very savvy business guy.
Okay. Well,
and,
then that explains
when he,
it.
And when he played, he did his own contracts. He would do his own contracts.
He was Richard Sherman of the NBA,
Before there were all the clauses and things that could get you in trouble like Richard Sherman, he would do his own contracts. He's a highly intelligent guy, very, very savvy business guy. But again, I mean,
it sounds like they got the right guy.
He doesn't need the money, so I can see this. Hey, let's call the commissioner's office. There was a fight. We need to talk about suspensions. And, Clyde, we need to talk to you about some suspensions. Hold on one second. How far do I got? 150? All right, give me the 9-iron. Hang on. He hit who where? Okay, I'll have to call you back. He golfs. He's doing his own thing.
Too busy.
I don't think, unless they're making him an offer he couldn't refuse financially.
Yeah.
I just don't know why he's doing this, but I think he can do it. It was just kind of a surprise to me.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Definitely a surprise to me because it looked like you said, Cube was going to take over. There was another name that was thrown out that I didn't recognize that was going to take over. But ultimately, Clyde Drexler, the new commissioner.
How does this affect his TV?
Was it called the Big Three?
Big Three, yeah.
Yeah, are we going to see less of Clyde now on the broadcast?
Because don't they start before the playoffs are over?
I'm not sure.
I'll have to look that up.
Is that considered competition? A conflict of interest?
I think there's so many ex-NBA players.
Believe me, Tad Brown just wants to meet the celebrities. So he'll say, hey, you can be the commissioner as long as, and miss a couple games as long as I can be in the back hanging out. Drinking some wine. I'll have to check the schedule, but Big Three Basketball League. Let's see the schedule for 2018 as it comes up. 10-week schedule. Clicks.
Somebody wanted where is it? Jose Castillo said, while that's coming up, Jose Castillo said he's never called it the heel of the bread. They always called it the butt.
I've never heard of the heel.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
And then someone else said they saved the heel for hot dogs.
What?
That seems
like... No, that's kind of like a bun.
No, it's nowhere near a bun.
By the way, in an hour when this internet pops up, we'll get you that schedule for the Big Three. And you're trying experimenting with other things. That's not working. Let's take a break. We'll come back with a whole lot more. We're continuing to press on with the show. We're in the second half, but we're continuing to enjoy the atmosphere here at Revelry on Richmond as we watch the NCAA tournament, hang out, do some radio along the way. Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. 97.5 Revelry on Richmond right here, kind of between Midtown in the Montrose-type area before you get to the Galleria. Great spot to watch games. Tons of TVs, indoor, outdoor atmosphere, great food, great beverages, great specials. And Trey is here. Trey will be here for the foreseeable future. If you buy him chicken fingers, he'll take a selfie. If you buy him a beer, he'll give it to somebody else. You won't give it to somebody else? You'll drink it? I said you'll give it to somebody else. Listen. Yeah, okay. All right, so Trey is here. Lots of people. Fred came early. Fred's here before Fred and AJ and the Blitz do their thing. Great atmosphere.
Somebody had a question for us. Any thoughts on Valentino Rossi signing that two-year contract extension with Yamaha?
He's a hell of a rider, man. And I think Yamaha, with some of the technology that they're introducing, I think it's a good mix. And I also saw you Google it, so don't even try and drill me with something
Like that. It's funny because it's going to make sure he keeps racing into his 40s, 41 or so, depending on, the contract itself. But I like it. I mean, he's going to pair up with that Maverick Vinyls for the next two seasons.
Or Vinales.
No, I don't think that's
Vinyls. What's he, a record dealer?
All right, that was failed. I'm moving on from that. But you do need to check out his girlfriend.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah, Valentino Rossi's, what's her name here? Francesca Sofia Novello. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
That
Nick,
definitely
you got that right.
That. Google Francesca or Francesca.
And
I don't know which one.
They have Lewis Hamilton there, the Formula One driver.
Is that Pam Anderson, the third one?
No.
Oh, no, it looked like it. Yeah, you should Google Valentino Rossi's WAGs, wives and girlfriends.
Ah.
Just Google that. Boy, he's got quite the pit crew.
What is it? Is Lewis Hamilton, the Formula One driver? He used to date Nicole Scherzinger, the lead singer of the Pussycat Dolls. He was doing well.
All right, yeah. This turned into way more auto talk than I care. Trey, stop. No, we're not talking cars anymore. That was just to try to stump Droll, and then it backfired, so I don't want to do it.
R.I.P. to rest in peace to longtime University of Texas baseball coach Augie Garrido, 79.
What?
Yeah, he was legend.
Yeah,
had
sure.
A lot of great teams at Texas. Some of the guys we talked about with Calvin Schiraldi and Roger Clemens and Spike Owens and all those guys, all thanks to Augie Garrido. So rest in peace to him.
A lot of people telling us to use the butt or the heel of the bread to make sandwiches when you're done.
Yeah.
Jermaine said to make a grilled cheese. I'm like, why would you ruin a grilled cheese with the heel of the bread? That makes no sense.
You only use the heel if you have to.
Yeah. And then some others were saying, no, trust me, it's the best sandwich. No, it's the ass of the bread. Nobody wants that. Everybody wants the good part in the middle.
Last time I checked between steaks and anatomy, the heel and the butt
are bad.
Aren't exactly what you want to get.
Are you a crust, or like when you were a kid, did you have to have the crust chopped off your bread?
No.
No, you just
no,
whatever.
I was fine, but Lisa is big on cutting the crust off, and she started with Taylor early on. I go, why do you think kids hate crust? Because right from the get-go, you think it's a bad thing and you cut it off. Let her go, and if she doesn't want it, she won't eat it.
Yeah.
I will say this, like with her
they do make crustless bread,
yeah.
Which is the biggest waste of time and money. Like, not time, but money, because it takes, what, 2 seconds to pull the crust off or cut it?
Yeah, but here's the thing. The weird thing I did notice is when we give Taylor loves toast.
Okay.
When you give Taylor toast, depending on the day, she's going to eat everything but the crust.
Really?
On her own. Now, I don't know if that was because early on Lisa used to cut the crust off her bread or what, but yeah, I was like, at first I was like, are you going to eat that? And she'd look at me like, no, no, no. And
then that happened?
And I'm like, well, there's days and times, but I was never one of those people that were worried about that.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk to you and Nick about this.
Okay.
Right. And I don't know if you know this or not, but I want to get your opinions. Floyd Mayweather is about to start training for MMA.
Okay.
He training with Tyron Woodley.
Okay.
And it looks like he's going to take this seriously. I know that his name has been bantered about and rumored to get involved in the sport. Your guys' thoughts on can he succeed and be successful in MMA?
Go ahead, Nick. I'll let you go first.
No, he can't be successful, and I think this is just a storyline for him to stay. I mean, he doesn't really need to stay relevant, but it's just a storyline. It's just to say that he tried MMA, and he's training. He's never going to be successful at it. You can't start learning MMA at the age of 40, and he'll never fight.
Exactly. The key to that whole thing was that last part that Nick said. You can't. I mean, you can start learning MMA when you're 40, but that doesn't mean you're going to be ready to take on some of the best fighters in the world. In the UFC, this happened already with was it James Toney?
James Toney got destroyed. A 50-year-old Randy
Couture.
Yeah, it
didn't last very long.
Yeah,
a 50-year-old Randy Couture.
He's like 47 or 48, but same difference. Like he was just old.
There's a big difference, and it's not that big of a difference because it's not easy to do either way, but it's still a lot more difficult to go from being a boxer to MMA as opposed to being an MMA fighter and boxing. You learn how to box as part of MMA, hence the mixed martial arts. So you learn striking and you learn boxing. You don't learn the details of the footwork, some of the defense that you – but you still learn how to box.
Yep.
It's a whole different thing when leg kicks come into play, learning how to check a leg kick. Hell, most fighters in the UFC don't do well checking leg
kicks. He says he can wrestle, and he says his wrestling game's not that bad. On a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 7.
Oh, get out of here.
No way.
That is ridiculous.
No way.
There's no way that he might be a 1.5.
Says his wrestling game on a scale of 1 to 10 is 100, and his kicking game is a 4.
Get out of here. He is going to get destroyed. The only reason that it goes any distance is because Conor McGregor wants it to go. for
well,
a certain
I don't think he's
minutes.
Talking about taking on Conor McGregor.
Well, who is he going to fight?
I don't know, but
it doesn't
matter. He'd be a complete idiot if he did that.
Yeah, I mean, if he fights some can that nobody's ever heard of, that might be one thing. But it's just ridiculous.
Oh, you're right. Well, I was just reading the article on ESPN. And it says it's real. He was talking about boxing Conor McGregor. Was that real? Have you heard Floyd talk about many things that aren't real? He usually tips his hand when he's in the media, and then it ends up happening. He better not take on Conor McGregor. I'm not an MMA guy like you guys, but he'll get wasted.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on with a big show. We've got about an hour to go on the program, so you can still have time to join us. 713-780-3776. That means you can call or text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I'll tell you about my good friends at the Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for a long time. It's a great program because it's Houstonians helping kids in the Houston area to get that second chance at an education, and you can help with your donations. Along with people that just have cars that kind of putter out on them. With the hurricane that happened, a lot of people lost motor vehicles. They are not running anymore, and whether the insurance covered it or not, you just want to get rid of it, and you don't want to pay a towing charge on top of what you've already had to pay because you lost the car. Well, now you don't have to. All you do is pick up the phone. You call 713-225-4226, or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. Just for making the donation, you're going to get a $50 gift card if you mention ESPN 97.5. You're going to get a tax deduction on top of that, and that's when the process really begins. Because they take your donation, they turn it into resources for kids who are trying to get that second chance to get their high school education. A lot of the things, if they don't have them, are distractions, and it makes it harder for them to concentrate on the books. But if they do have them, they can just concentrate on their schoolwork. Things like book money, bus fare, warm meals, eyeglasses. If you don't have them, it's really tough to get your education. If you do, you can concentrate on the books and your grades, and you can make a difference. So if you can make a difference, they can too. Think about donating if you have something around, whether it's a boat, RV, car, truck, trailer. Working or not, just give them a call. They'll come take it away. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.